I can tell you what, I've loved having Bernard Foley on as our rugby expert on normally a Monday or a Tuesday on the Big Sports Breakfast. I only wish we were talking more positively about rugby, not the Waratahs and the Wallabies, and poor old Bernard's got a front up. G'day, Bernie.
G'day, guys. How you doing?
Oh, mate, what happened?
No, it's the one that got away.
Yeah. Are we in crisis, Bernard?
No, we're not. Definitely not. I think, you know, it showed I suppose we're disappointed about the performance, the result, and probably how we conducted ourselves, especially in those dying moments when we were prepared for a game that was going to be exactly like that. We knew how the Scottish were going to play. So that was really disappointing. And I suppose what's come out of it, you know, is how passionate the fans are. And that's something that's definitely not lost on us. And it was that we didn't know that beforehand. But it's a good sign that the fans are so passionate for rugby.
I think that's been the thing, Bernard, all year. You know, everyone's been dissecting what's going on with rugby union. It's good to see people actually care so much about it. That's the silver lining in it, really. We're talking about Jack Quigley, this rugby union player from the far north coast who posted on Facebook, and Czech made a point of actually calling him yesterday. What did you think of the Facebook post? Have you read it, and what's been the talk amongst the players?
Yeah, it's a pretty honest assessment, and I think what he does, he echoes probably a number of fans in saying what he's feeling, and I think he sort of came out and said it's, you know, it's frustrated love, it's not a hatred, or and I think you can see that by how many likes or reshares it got through the Twitter sphere, but I think, you know, as a player, you know, it's never great to have those things questioned, or especially the intangibles or the work rate. So for us, it's probably you know, it's another bit of motivation to make sure that doesn't happen again.
I know I'm a Mungo supporter here, Bernard, so you're going to tell me about the intricacies of the game. But you've got Israel Folau, you put in one beautiful kick for him. He jumped 25 feet in the air, took a try. Why in that final 20 minutes, when you were just camped inside, why don't we just do that all the time?
It's been a question that's been asked. No, I think, you know, for us, we pride ourselves in the forwards really on their set piece, you know, and their driving ball was a weapon for us and something that's been used to great tactical advantage. And I think we just had a lot of faith in the forwards and allowing them to get that momentum and that roll on, especially those last 20 minutes, you know.
Yeah, but it wasn't working.
Yeah, understandably, like, if we now reviewing the game, we knew how many opportunities we had. We knew all the opportunities we let go. And that's probably the thing that really hurts us, especially, you know, that we were in it with so many opportunities and we weren't able to capitalise any of them.
I understand the difference between league and union and how Israel was very good at it in league. But I know Eddie Jones has talked about it in the past, and I know a few other former Wallabies talk about why you don't do that crossfield kick. Can you explain why it doesn't? I know it's harder to do in union than it is in, you know, a game as structured as league. But is it something that you could look to do more often? Because it seems like an obvious strength out there.
Yeah, it's definitely something I think we have to utilise more. I think, you know, Israel is probably the best in the world in the air and taking marks in that regard. So it's something that we definitely have to use. I mean, it's something that, you know, if you use it a couple of times, then the teams have to go try and mark it up, or, you know, have to change their strategy in terms of defending it, which then should open up another area of attack for us. So for us, you know, we spoke about using the driving more, using it effective in allowing to tighten up their backs for the kick, and then also vice versa, when they were going to send players out in the back line, that now forwards should be able to get a better roll on. So it's a sort of the yin and the yang, you know. You can sort of try and use both together to the most effect.
Yeah. What about the grubber kick in behind the line? Can you get behind the line, or are there too many players on the park?
No, it's definitely a tactic that can be used. I think the difference is you don't get a reset.
Yeah, that's right. You could get a turnover, though.
Yeah, exactly. But if the problem is if the ball goes into the in goal and they ground it.
Oh, not the in goal. No.
Oh, no.
No, I don't want you kicking. No, short. Yeah, short of the in goal.
Yeah, I think all those kicks are very utilised. But I think, you know, as from a player's perspective, you know, we practice all the different scenarios, all the different kicks, all the techniques, in attacking and defending. So it's something that we talk about. We talk about it on field, the opportunities and, that arise.
Mm.
And I think that's probably what we're hurting about the most is our lack of, I suppose, capitalising on that.
Yeah, no doubt. Mate, the good news is that you've got another game this weekend and time to really, you know, show that sort of what a goal jumper can do.
Exactly right. I think that's always the silver lining is that we get to play another test 7 days later and, you know, really pay homage to all our fans who are frustrated and who are disappointed because for us it hurts just as much, but we want to go out there and, you know, make them satisfied and make them proud to be a Wallabies fan, proud to be a rugby fan because at the end of the day, you know, we're all passionate about the game and love what we're doing.
What can we expect from Italy? Who are the dangers in that team?
Yeah, Italy, they're a flamboyant side. You know, they're probably a side that likes to use the tactical kicking more than anyone. And, you know, they're a team that's going to challenge us in our set piece. So for us, it's another game where we have to be on across the board.
Bernard, we know you've got a team meeting coming up. All the very best and make amends against Italy.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the support.